When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through you? Well, we're giving them to you. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA.
Playgoers, I bid you welcome. The theater is a temple, and we are here to worship the gods of comedy and tragedy. Tonight, I am pleased to announce a comedy. We shall employ every device we know in our desire to divert you. Something familiar, something peculiar, something for everyone, a comedy tonight. Something appealing, something appalling, something for everyone, a comedy tonight. Nothing with kings, nothing with crowns. Bring on the lovers, liars, and clowns. Old situations, new complications. Nothing portentous or polite. Tragedy tomorrow, comedy tonight. Tragedy tomorrow, comedy tonight. Something expensive, something offensive, something for everyone, a comedy tonight. Passions and potions, constant commotions, something for everyone, a comedy tonight. Nothing with kings, nothing with crowns. Bring on the lovers, liars, and clowns. Old situations, new complications. Nothing portentous or polite. Tragedy tomorrow, comedy tonight.
Something convulsive, something repulsive.
Something for everyone, a comedy tonight. Something aesthetic,
something balletic.
Something for everyone,
a comedy tonight.
Nothing with gods, nothing with fate.
Weighty affairs will just have to wait.
Nothing that's formal,
nothing that's normal.
No recitation to recite.
Open up the curtain.
It all takes place on a street in Rome, around and about these three houses. First, the house of Aronius, a befuddled old man, abroad now in search of his children, stolen in infancy by pirates. Lycus, a buyer and seller of the flesh of beautiful women. That's for those of you who have absolutely no interest in pirates. the house of Senex, who lives here with his wife and son. Also in this house lives Pseudolus, slave to the sun. Pseudolus is probably my favorite character in the piece, a role of enormous variety and nuance, and played by an actor of such... Well, let me put it this way. I play the part. Anything you ask for, comedy tonight. And now, the entire company... Everybody.
Comedy tonight.
Nothing that's grim.
Nothing that's Greek.
She plays Medea later this week.
Stunning surprises, cunning disguises. Hundreds of actors out of sight.
Pantaloons and tunics.
Courtesans and eunuchs.
Funerals and chases.
Baritones and basses.
Slanderers. Philanderers.
Cupidity.
Temerity.
Mistakes.
Fakes.
Rhymes.
Tumblers, grumblers, fumblers, bumblers, no royal curse, no Trojan horse, and a happy ending, of course.
Goodness and madness, man in his madness, this time it all turns out all right. Tragedy tomorrow.
Comedy.
Well, the gods of the theater have indeed smiled on us here at Broadway to Main Street. Hello, this is your host, Larry Maslon, for our show, which comes, of course, on the air from WPPB-FM 88.3, Peconic Public Broadcasting. Well, I guess you could say that Broadway to Main Street routes its route through the Appian Way, because today we are going back to ancient Rome to celebrate one of the funniest, most original, and most consistently enjoyable musicals of all time. Of course, I mean A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum, book by Bert Shevlov and Larry Gelbart, and music by Stephen Sondheim, music and lyrics by Stephen Sondheim. And aren't we lucky, those of us on the East End, because Bay Street Theater is reviving this tremendous show between August 6th and September 1st with a terrific cast that stars Peter Scolari, a very amusing fellow. And this is our way of welcoming this wonderful show to Bay Street and to Sag Harbor and to the East End. So we're going to take a tour through this great score and its various peregrinations, and let us go back to where it originally started. The show is based on some short plays by a Roman comic playwright named Plautus, who lived centuries really before Christ was born. And they were woven together brilliantly by Shevlov and Gelbart into a hilarious evening of farce. And they enlisted Stephen Sondheim to write his first score for Broadway as composer and lyricist. And Sondheim, being the smart, clever fellow he was, kind of reached to a very high shelf for the opening number originally. And it took him a while to find that great number we just heard, Comedy Tonight, performed in the 1996 revival by Nathan Lane. I remember that revival very well because you hear Nathan on the recording, you hear this very dramatic music and Nathan going, "Tragedy tomorrow, comedy tonight." And what had happened is the director, Jerry Sachs, had staged a scene from Medea in the middle of it. And they closed the curtain and they raised it and we were back on a comedy. Hilarious. Great genius thing by Jerry Sachs. At any rate, here is Stephen Sondheim to sing the original opening number he wrote, and then you'll hear the second number he wrote for the show, and you'll hear him describe how he got to Comedy Tonight. So, take it away, Mr. Sondheim.
Gods of the theater, smile on us. You who sit up there stern in judgment, smile on us.
look down on actors, and who doesn't? Bless our little company and smile on us. Think not about deep concerns, think not about dark dilemmas. We offer you rights and revels, smile on us for a while. Gods of the theater, smile on us. You who sit out there stern in judgment, smile on us. Think not about deep concerns, think not about dark dilemmas. We offer you rights and revels, bless our play and smile. Forget war, forget woe, forget matters weighty and great. Allow matters weighty to wait for a while. For this moment, this brief time, frown on reason, smile on rhyme. Forget pomp, forget show, forget laurels, helmets, and crowns. Receive lovers, liars, and clowns for a while. For this moment, this brief span, celebrate the state of man. Forget war, forget woe, forget greed and vengeance and sin, and let mime and mockery in for a while. Gods of the theater, smile on us. Gods of the theater, bless our efforts, smile on us. We offer you song and dance, we offer you rites and revels, grace and beauty, joy and laughter, sly disguises, wild confusion, happy endings. If we please you, bless our play, smile our way. Smile this moment, then at length go and with a new found strength. Resume war, resume woe, resume matters weighty and great, resume man's impossible state. But now smile, for this moment, this brief stay, bless these players, bless this play. The play begins.
Love is in the air. Quite clearly, people everywhere act queerly. Some are hasty, some are halting, some are simply somersaulting. Love is going around. Anyone exposed can catch it. Keep your window closed and latch it. Leave your house and lose your reason. This is the contagious season. Love is going around. La la la, la.
That song was called Love is in the Air, and George Abbott could hum it, and that's what we opened with in New Haven, and the show was a disaster, and we didn't know what was wrong with it. The book seemed to be funny, but the audience wasn't laughing. Nobody was having a good time. We got down in Washington, the show was still a disaster. We called in Jerry Robbins to help out. He took one look at the show, and he said to me, Steve, Love is in the Air is exactly the wrong number. It's a charming number. It misleads the audience. They don't know it's going to be a low comedy show. You've got to write a number that tells them that. I said I wrote a number called Forget War, which told them that. And George Abbott turned it down, I said grumpily. And Jerry said, then you've got to write another number that tells them what it's about that George Abbott will like.
And of course, he wrote Comedy Tonight, which it was just the low comic, just the right overture to a great evening of low comedy. The plot of A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum, I would say, is almost impossible to describe. It's probably easier to perform it. But I'll tell you the premise. As Prologa says, we're in ancient Rome, and there's a scheming slave named Pseudolus, whose young master named Hero has fallen in love with a courtesan, we all know what that means, from across the way. And Pseudolus uses this as a wedge to perhaps get his freedom by manipulating the relationship between Hero and this girl. At any rate, here is Hero and this girl, whose name is Philia, and we'll hear a little cut from the movie, which is not so great, not so terrible, but at least it has Michael Crawford, who I know is adored by many in the musical theater world. So here was the song Lovely from A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum.
I'm lovely. All I am is lovely. Lovely is the one thing I can do.
Say my name.
Just say your name?
Yes.
I've forgotten it.
It's Hero.
Oh, forgive me, Hero. I have no memory for names.
Oh, you don't need one. You don't need anything.
You're lovely, absolutely lovely. Who'd believe the loveliness of you? Winsome, sweet and warm and winsome, radiant as in some dream come true. No, Venus would seem tame. Helen and her thousand ships would have to die of shame. And I'm happy, happy that you're in love me. For there's one thing loveliness can do. It's a gift for me to share with you.
Michael Crawford and Annette Andre from the film of Forum, as we theater folk like to call it. The real title is just too long. When they did a selection from the original show on the Gary Moore Show, Gary Moore said, I'm not sure if that's the title or the whole show. At any rate, Hero imprecates his slave Pseudolus to get him that girl, Philia, and if he does, he will give Pseudolus his freedom. And here is Mandy Patinkin, of all people, to take on the song Free.
You are free. I am what? You are free. Free, free, free,
free. What a word, what a word. I've often thought, I've often dreamed how it would be. And yet I never thought I'd be. But when you come to think of such things, a man should have the rights that all others. Can you imagine what it will be like when I am? Can you see me?
Can you see me as a Roman with my head unbowed? Sing it good and loud.
Free.
Like a Roman having rights and like a Roman proud. Can you see me?
I can see you. Can you see me as a voter fighting graft and vice? Sing it soft and nice.
Free.
Why, I'll be so conscientious that I may vote twice. Can you see me? Can you see me? When I'm free to be whatever I want to be, think what wonders I'll accomplish then. When the master that I serve is me and just me, can you see me being equal with my countrymen? Can you see me being civil as the citizen? Can you see me being give it to me once again? Free, that's it, free, yes! Now, not so fast, I didn't think. The way I am, I have a roof, 3 meals a day, and I don't have to pay a thing. I'm just a slave and everything's free. If I were free, then nothing would be free. And if I'm beaten now and then, what does it matter? Can you see me? Can you see me as a poet writing poetry? All my verse will be free. A museum will have me pickled for posterity. Can you see me? Can you see me? Be you anything from king to baker of cakes? You're a vegetable unless you're free. It's a little word, but oh, the difference it makes. It's the necessary essence of democracy. It's the thing that every slave should have the right to be. And I soon will have the right to buy a slave for me. Can you see him? Will I free him? When a pseudolist can move, the universe shakes. But I'll never move until I'm free. Such a little word, but oh, the difference it makes. I'll be pseudolist, the founder of a family. I'll be pseudolist, the pillar of society. I'll be pseudolist, the man, if I can only be free. Sing it, free, spell it, F-R, double, never the long way, F-R-E-E, free.
Wow, Mandy Patinkin is your slave. I mean, he'd lead a whole slave revolt. It'd be like Spartacus, Mandy Patinkin. Anyway, a nice rendition of Free from Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum. Well, in the play, of course, if you have a courtesan, you have to have a procurer. And that is, of course, the one and only Marcus Lycus, who has a house across the way full of the most gorgeous girls in ancient Rome. And a great song, which was cut originally from the show, but thankfully reconstituted, and hopefully we'll see it in the Bay Street version, is called The House of Marcus Lycus. And here is George Hearn to sing it from a concert, Sondheim concert from the Whitney back in the 1980s. The House of Marcus Lycus, the procurer of love.
To make her available to you, I outbid the king of Nubia. Femina, with a face that holds 1,000 promises and a body that stands behind each promise. Hot-blooded, cool-headed, warm-hearted, sly, light-footed, dark-featured, dim-witted, shy. Recently arrived from Greece, likes her love experimental, every inch of her a masterpiece, high standards, low rental. Now may I present Vibrata, exotic as a jungle bloom, wondrous as a flamingo, live as a panther, for the man whose interest is wildlife. Uncanny, unnerving, unblemished, untaught, unstinting, unswerving, unselfish, unbought. Here's potential that is still untapped. Here are fires still unstarted. Here are raptures that are still unwrapped. Whole sections uncharted, hot-blooded, warm-hearted, unselfish, uncharted.
There is merchandise for every
feature. The house of blemished, dim-witted.
There is cool-headed
and longitudinal.
At the house of
unswerving,
like
unstinting.
Beneath the cherry blossom and the quince and the
Lycus, Prince of Love.
And now, Gymnasia, a stadium of delight, a province of mystery, a challenge to the intrepid explorer. Expansive, explosive, exquisite, and excruciating, exceeding, exciting. Exhausting, but exhilarating. Wait until the day she's fully grown. She'll be useful on safari. You could purchase her for shade alone and never be sorry.
So, what's that you say? Hold, enough, I am dazzled. And to that I say, but wait, may I present the Gemini?
A matched pair. Either one, a divinely assembled woman. Together, an infinite number of mathematical possibilities.
A banquet
a bargain placed into end. A lifetime's provisions invite a friend. Feast until you're fully satisfied. Gorge on gorgeousness compounded. Face the future side by side by side. Completely surrounded. Completely no taxes. A lifetime's don't handle. Unblemished. What work part? A banquet. A bargain. Exhausting. Don't do that. A lifetime's. Ecstasy, one is mystery, one is 6'3", two is company, and the house of Marcus Lycus, a merchant of love.
But need I add,
as all who are of the house of Lycus, these beauties are well versed in the arts, proficient at needlework, and surprised at nothing.
That was George Hearn singing The House of Marcus Lycus, a cut song from form. A few in-jokes for Sondheim fans, Three is Company and Side by Side by Side. So a funny thing happened on the way to the Forum. Opened in 1962 and was a big hit for Hal Prince, the producer. And they were looking, when they were starting the show, to try to figure out who would be the best actor to play the crafty pseudolus, and they offered it to Phil Silvers, who would have been perfect. But he turned it down. Supposedly, Milton Berle turned it down, and Prince wisely said, you know, we need an actor first. And they got Zero Mostel, who had just had a huge hit in Rhinoceros and became, as far as I know, the first actor with this show to win a leading Tony Award in a musical as well as a leading award in a play. So the great Zero Mostel. We haven't heard him yet. Here he is singing a song that's often so difficult for singers, it's cut. But a wonderful song called Pretty Little Picture, sung by Zero Mostel from Forum.
In the time of this, it's a boat gently dipping its bow, trim and tidy and built to float. Pretty little picture. Now, put a boy on the starboard side, leaning out at the rail. Next to him put a blushing bride, slim and slender and starry-eyed. Down below put a tiny bed, the sun gets pale, the sea gets red. And off they sail on the first high tide, the boat and the bed and the boy and the bride. It's a pretty little picture, oh my, pretty little picture. How true, pretty little picture, which I, Sid O'Little Us, give to you. Feel the roll of the playful waves, see the sails as they swell, hear the whips and the galley slaves. Pretty little picture. Well, let it carry your cares away, out of sight, out of mind, past a buoy and through the bay. Soon there's nothing but sea and spray. Night descends and the moon's aglow. Your arms entwined, you steal below. And far behind, at the edge of day, the bung of the bell of the buoy in the bay, and the boy and the bride and the boat are away.
It's a pretty little picture to share, as a little boat sails to sea.
Take a little trip free as air, have a little freedom on me.
No worries, no bothers, no captains, no fathers.
In the ocean an island waits, smooth and sandy and pink, filled with lemons and nuts and dates.
Pretty little picture.
Think, in a cottage of cypress trees, seashells dotting the door. Boy and bride live a life of ease,
doing nothing but what they please.
And every night when the stars appear, there's nothing more to see or hear, just the shore where the lovers lie.
The sand and the sea and the stars and the sky,
and the sound of a soft little satisfied sigh.
All of you.
fantasies and your little blessings will flow and your little family increase.
Pretty little picture.
No, no. Pretty little mask. Pretty little picture.
Well, a pretty little masterpiece is a funny thing happened on the way to the Forum, which is returning to the East End, or making its way to the East End, beginning August 6th at the revered Bay Street Theater. It's running August 6th through September 1st. You can call the box office at 631-725-9500 or go online at baystreet.org. It's a great show. It never fails to please. And I'm so thrilled that we can celebrate it today on Broadway to Main Street here on WPPB 88.3 FM. Well, I mentioned a little earlier that the lead role of Pseudolus was first offered to Phil Silvers, and it very much suited his style of burlesque humor, and in fact, even though he turned it down originally, he did it in 1972 and won a Tony. And he's also in the movie in a very, very smaller part of Marcus Lycus. But I want to give you a sense of Phil Silvers and the burlesque style that Sondheim did so well to imitate for the show. So we're going to hear two songs back-to-back, The Strip Polka, written by Johnny Mercer, and you'll hear it performed by Mercer and Phil Silvers in the next cut. And then we're going to hear Everybody Ought to Have a Maid from the film version of Forum, which includes not only Mostel, Jack Gilford, but Michael Hordern and our very own Phil Silvers. So take it away, Johnny Mercer.
This is the Strip Polka.
I adore this number. To the gay lyrics of Handsome Harry Cruzelbaum.
There's a burlesque theater where the gang loves to go to see Queenie, the cutie of the burlesque show. And the thrill of the evening is when out Queenie skips and the band plays the polka while she strips. Take it off, cries a voice from the rear. Take it off, soon it's all you can hear. But she's always a lady, even in pantomime. So she stops, and always just in time. She's as fresh and as wholesome as the flowers in May, and she hopes to retire to the farm someday. But you can't buy a farm until you're up in the chips. So the band plays the polka while she strips.
Take it off, all the customers shout. Down in front, while the band beats it up. But she's always a lady, even in pantomime. So she stops, and always just in time.
She hates corny waltzes and she hates the gavotte. And there's one big advantage if the music's hot. It's a fast-moving exit just in case something rips. So the band plays the polka while she strips.
Drop around, take it in.
It's the best in the West.
Take it off, take it off, take it off.
You can yell like the rest.
Take her out when it's over.
She's a peach when she's dressed.
But she stops and always just in time, time, time.
Queenie, queen of them all. Queenie, someday you fall. Someday church bells will chime.
Clang, clang, in strip polka time. Church bells will chime
in strip polka time.
Everybody ought to have a maid. Everybody ought to have a working girl. Everybody ought to have a lurking girl to potter around the house. Everybody ought to have a maid. Everybody ought to have a menial, consistently congenial, and quieter than a mouse. Oh, oh, wouldn't she be delicious, tidying up the dishes, neat as a pin? Oh, oh, wouldn't she be delightful, sweeping out, sleeping in? Everybody ought to have a maid. Someone who, when fetching you your slipper, will be winsome as a whippoorwill and graceful as a grouse. Fluttering up the stairways, shuttering up the windows, cluttering up the bedroom, buttering up the master, buttering all around the house.
A maid?
A maid?
A maid?
A maid?
Everybody ought to have a maid. Everybody ought to have a serving girl, a loyal and unswerving girl, who's quieter than a mouse. Oh, oh, think of her at the dustbin, especially when she's just been traipsing about. Oh, oh, wouldn't she be delightful,
living in,
giving out. Everybody ought to have a maid, someone who you hire when you're short of help, to offer you the sort of help you never get from a
spouse. Down through the attic,
chattering in the cellar,
clattering in the kitchen,
flattering in the bedroom,
pottering all around the house.
I'm a virgin. How is she?
A maid.
A maid. A maid. A maid.
Everybody ought to have a maid. Someone who's efficient and reliable, obedient and pliable, and quieter than a mouse. Wouldn't she be so nimble, fiddling with her thimble, mending her gown? Oh, oh, wouldn't she be delightful,
to leaning up,
leaning down? Everybody ought to have a maid. Someone who'll be busy as a bumblebee, and even if you grumble, be as graceful as a grouse.
Wriggling in the ante room, jiggling in the living room,
giggling in the dining room,
wiggling in the other rooms,
party all around.
Tell me the virgin, how is she, Ellen? Tell me the virgin, I want to know how she... How is the virgin?
Tell me the virgin, tell me how she is. Phil Silver, as alas, he never recorded his Tony-winning role as Pseudolus. We get a little of him as Marcus Lycus. Always makes me laugh. Well, speaking of laughing, one of the funniest things about a funny thing is its score. And it's so integrated in a weird way into the life of the show itself that it didn't have too many commercial covers. But there is one that I like very much, sung by Cleo Lane, a great jazz singer from a Sondheim album she did, I think in the late 70s or early 80s, where she plays or sings a song originated by the hysterical slave Hysterium called I'm Calm. Here's Cleo Lane.
I'm perfectly calm, I'm utterly under control. I haven't a worry where others would hurry, I stroll. I'm calm, I'm cool, a gibbering fool is something I never become. When thunder is rumbling and others are crumbling, I hum. I must think calm, comforting things, butterfly wings, emerald rings, or a murmuring brook, murmuring, murmuring, murmuring. Look, I'm calm, I'm calm, I haven't a qualm, I'm utterly under control. Let nothing confuse me or faze me. Excuse me, I'm calm. Oh, so calm. Oh, so. I'm calm, I'm calm, I'm perfectly calm, indifferent to tensions and shocks. I'm ruffled and ready, my nerves are as steady as rocks. Controlled, so cool that I'm cold, aloofer than any giraffe. When something's the matter where others would chatter, I laugh. I must breathe deep, ever so deep. Think about sheep going to sleep. Stop and count up to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. When you need a plum and want to be calm, 'cause life is a horrible dream, just count up to 10 very slowly, and then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Cleo Lane. We're celebrating a funny thing happened on the way to the forum today, and as I said, the plot is immensely complicated, but in towards the end of the first act, the old man Cenex, who is the father of the young man Hero, who covets this courtesan, comes back unexpectedly, and the two of them have a little bit of a contretemps while awaiting the Roman general Miles Gloriosus to come and claim his bride. So we'll hear two songs, one from the 1996 revival featuring Louis J. Stadlin as Cenex, and then from the original Broadway cast featuring Ronald Holgate and Zero Mostel as Miles Gloriosus and Pseudolus. But first, let's go to 1996.
Why did he look at her that way?
Why did he look at her that way?
Must be my imagination. She's a lovely blooming flower. He's just a sprout. Impossible.
She's a lovely blooming flower. He's all worn out. Impossible.
Just a fledgling in the nest.
Just a man needs a rest.
He's a beamish boy at best.
Poor old fellow.
He's a child, he's too repressed, while she's full of life. Impossible.
He's a man with chronic asthma, gout, and a wife. Impossible.
Grumpy in the nursery.
He looks tired.
Son, sit on your father's knee.
Father, you can lean on me. But why did she wave at him that way?
Why did she wave at him that way? Could there be an explanation?
Women often want a father. She may want mine. It's possible.
He's a handsome lad of 20. I'm 39. It's possible.
Older men know so much more.
In a way, I'm 44.
Next to him, I'll seem a bore.
All right, 50.
Then again, he is my father. I ought to trust. Impossible.
Then again, with love at my age, sometimes it's just impossible.
With a girl, I'm ill at ease.
I don't feel well.
Sir, about those birds and bees.
Son, a glass of water, please.
The situation's fraught. Fraughter than I thought.
With horrible, impossible possibilities.
Stand aside, everyone. I take large steps.
1, 2, 1, 2.
We not only fought, but we won, too.
1, 2, 1, 2. Left, right, left, right.
There's none of the enemy left, right?
Right, left, right, right,
left,
right.
Hail, Miles Gloriosus. Welcome to Rome. Your bride awaits you.
my bride. My bride, my bride, I've come to claim my bride. Come tenderly to crush her against my side. Let haste be made, I cannot be delayed. There are lands to conquer, cities to loot, and peoples to degrade.
Look at those arms, look at that chest, look at them.
Not to mention the rest, even I am impressed. My bride, come bring to me my bride. My lust for her no longer can be denied. Convey the news, I have no time to lose. There are towns to plunder, temples to burn, and women to abuse.
Look at that foot, look at that heel. Mark the magnificent muscles of steel.
I am my ideal. I, Miles Gloriosus, I, slaughterer of thousands, I, oppressor of the meek, subduer of the weak, degrader of the Greek, destroyer of the Turk, must hurry back to work. I, Miles Gloriosus,
a man among men,
I, paragon of
virtue, with sword and with pen,
I, in war the most admired, in wit the most inspired, in love the most desired, in dress the best displayed, I am a parade.
Look at those eyes, cunning and keen, look at the size of those thighs like a mighty machine.
Those are the mightiest thighs that I ever have seen. I mean,
my bride, inform my lucky bride. The fabled arms of Miles are open wide. Make haste, I have no time to waste. There are shrines I should be sacking, ribs I should be cracking, eyes to gouge and booty to divide. Bring me.
Today on Broadway to Main Street, here on WPPB 88.3 FM, Peconic Public Broadcasting, we are celebrating a funny thing happened on the way to the Forum, which is making an appearance over the summer months, August 6th through September 1st at Bay Street Theater. Well, Forum, other than Comedy Tonight, never yielded, as we would say, quote-unquote, a standard, but there is a lovely song recorded by a few musicians, including J.J. Johnson, a great, great jazz trombonist. So we'll hear that. A rare rendition, and will segue into the reprise of Lovely, where Zero Mostel as Pseudolus tries to convince Hysterium to dress up like a dead virgin. Good luck, Zero. But first, J.J. Johnson.
Thank you.
Come out here. Come on out.
You didn't tell me I'd have to be a girl.
Please, Hysterium, we must convince the captain.
He'll never believe I'm a girl. Look at me. Just look at me.
I can't take my eyes off you. You're lovely. Absolutely lovely. Who'd believe the loveliness of you? Perfect, sweet and warm and winsome, radiant as in some dream come true. Now Venus will seem tame, Helen and a thousand ships will have to die of shame. You're so lovely, frighteningly lovely, that the world will never seem the same. Now you just stand there quietly and think maidenly thoughts.
I'm lovely. Absolutely lovely. Who'd believe the loveliness of me? Perfect, sweet and warm and winsome, radiant as in some dream come true. Now shouldn't I have some jewelry?
Jewelry? Here.
Flowers.
What?
I should have flowers.
Flowers?
I'm so lovely.
Literally lovely. That the world will never seem the same. That the world will never seem the same.
Well, we're in the final stretch of the second act of Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum, and there are just simply too many complications for me to possibly give you a précis of. Let's just simply say they tie up beautifully and hilariously in one of the greatest, funniest shows certainly ever to be seen on Broadway. Forum won several Tony Awards back in 1962. Best Musical, Best Lead Actor, Zero Mostel, Best Book, but Sondheim's score was not even nominated. A rather strange fluke, but I guess you would say that writing well is the best revenge. So we can go from August 6th to September 1st to the Bay Street Theater and enjoy this hilarious show all over again. Tremendously funny cast. Peter Scolari, if you ever saw him in Bosom Buddies or any other show, TV, movie, you know he's great. Conrad John Shuck and Jackie Hoffman, always good for a really strong laugh. So hie thee hence to Bay Street starting next week. And we can happily segue over to Nathan Lane, who will conclude for us the fact that a funny thing happened on the way to the forum. There is nothing but not just one happy ending, but many, many more. And here is Nathan himself, I guess another EastEnder, to take us out. Okay, Nathan, take it away.
Lovers divided, get coincided. Something for everyone.
A comedy tonight.
Father and mother, get one another.
Something for everyone.
A tragedy tonight.
I get the twins, they get the best.
I get a family,
I get a rest.
We get a few girls,
I'll get some new girls.
I get the thing I want to be.
Free, 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 free. Nothing for kings, nothing
is the moral, must be a moral. Here is the moral of the ride.
Tomorrow's tomorrow.
Comedy, 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 comedy.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.